so much. It's a joy to be with you once again.
啊，我非常谢谢大家啊，这是我再一次的喜乐，跟大家能在一起敬拜。
And I would like to welcome everyone who's come out on this beautiful sunny afternoon.
我欢迎每一位在这样一个啊美好的下午来这里敬拜。
Those who regularly worship and those who may be visiting for the very first time.
有的人在你们当中可能是常常来的，有的人可能只是来拜访。
I trust that the Lord will speak to us today through His Word.
我完全的相信神会借着他的话语向我们大家说话。
I'm blessed to have my wife Lisa with me again today.
我也非常的高兴我的妻子 Lisa 今天跟我在一起。
And we are just so grateful for the partnership that we enjoy with all of you in this church fellowship.
我也非常的感谢在主里面的就是我你们教会支持我的事工。
We would be honored to have your prayers, especially in the next several months because of a busy travel schedule.
为下面这几个月的非常忙碌的我的这个传道的这些旅行，我祈求教会来切切的为我祷告。
And many opportunities to train Christian leaders throughout Africa.
愿神借着这些很多的这些机会，我可以在非洲去带领那些年轻的传道人们。
And Asia.
还有在亚洲。
And it seems like an eternity since I was here last.
好像从我上一次来到这到现在，好像已经过了很久很久的时间。
I think it was last year, and so I need to say Happy New Year to everyone because I haven't seen you since then.
我想是去年了，我在这里想跟大家说新年快乐，因为从去年我到现在这是才见到你们。
I can honestly say that we love you and we love these opportunities to be with you.
我从我的心里呢，向你们说，我呢非常的爱你们，也我的灵也与你们同在。
As we come to the scripture this afternoon,
今天下午当我们来到神的话语面前的时候
，we're going to continue a series that we began in the book of Daniel.
我们继续呢，我们所讲的这个但以理书的系列。
And the first six chapters of Daniel are a series of six events that are recorded.
在但以理的前六章呢，其实是记录了六个事件。
The final six chapters are a series of six visions that Daniel has.
然后最后面的六节呢，是在记载但以理在异象中所看到的。
But here in Daniel chapter 4, we find a fascinating story.
在第四章，今天我们要看的这一章，我们看到一个非常有趣的一个故事。
And it's a story that begins with a testimony.Or a confession by King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么这个故事呢，它的一开始就是尼布加尼撒王这个巴比伦的王呢，他在给一个见证。
As he testifies of God's greatness.
他在见证神的伟大。
But then he goes on to tell his testimony, to tell his story of how he arrived at this conviction.
接着呢，他就开始在讲他。之所以能够见证神的伟大，是通过下面的这些事。
As we just read, Nebuchadnezzar once again has a series of troubling dreams.
我们就像前面所讲到的，这个尼布加尼撒王呢，他又有了一些新的这些梦来搅扰他。
And this situation is very similar to what we've already read in chapter 2.
那么这个梦的这个情况呢，非常跟在第二章我们所讲过的呢很相像。
The wise men were not able to recount and interpret the dream.
他国中的那些哲士们呢，他们没有办法给王讲解这个梦。
And now Nebuchadnezzar finally relates the dream to Daniel.
那么最终呢，尼布加尼撒王呢，把这个梦讲述给了但以理。
So once again, these two men, King Nebuchadnezzar and the prophet Daniel, stand face to face.
那么再一次呢，尼布加尼撒王和但以理呢，他们两个又面对面的来到在一起。
Nebuchadnezzar symbolizes everything that man can accomplish on his own.
那么尼布加尼撒王呢，他是一个就是一个代表呢，就是说人他可以在地上他通过他自己的能力所能获得的。
He's proud and again symbolizes what man can accomplish.
他呢非常的骄傲，因为他是一个代表，就是说人在地上好像是在靠自己得到了这一切。
Daniel, on the other hand, epitomizes what it means to live dependent upon God.
那么但以理呢，在人的眼里好像是很可怜，他什么都要依靠神。
And what it means to surrender to His lordship and authority.
啊，但以理呢，向我们大家展示了一个怎么样去顺服在神的权柄之下。
Now we're going to take up the story in Daniel 4, verse 19.
那么我们从这个故事呢，从第十九节开始。
Let's read verses 19 to 22.
让我们一起来从十九节读到二十二节。
Please.
Okay, 好的。于是称为波迪撒撒和但以理但以理惊讶片时，心中惊慌。王说：“波迪撒撒啊，不要因梦和梦的讲解惊慌。”波迪撒撒回答说：“我主啊，照这梦，归于愿这梦归于恨恶你的人，请讲解与你的敌人，你所显的梦到的树，健长而且坚固，高的很顶天。”从地极都能看见，叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽住在其下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上。王啊，这健长又坚固的树就是你，你的威势健长极天，你的权柄管到地极。
Nebuchadnezzar had become a great king.
尼布加尼撒王他是一个非常有能力的王。
And he is the leader of the leading world power of the day.
那么他呢，就是代表现在在世上能够有很大的威力的这样的一个势力。
So you think today who is the greatest world leader for you? That's Nebuchadnezzar at this time.
那么在当日呢，今日呢，你所看到的世上哪一个王你最敬佩？那么尼布加尼撒就是其中之一。
But Nebuchadnezzar, although he's such a powerful political figure,
那么尼布加尼撒是一个在政治上这样有大能的一个王，
is going to be confronted with a question that all of us eventually have to answer.
那么他呢会面对有一个很重要的问题，就是我们每一个人都要面对的。
Here in the text we read, Nebuchadnezzar, you are sovereign over the realm of Babylon.
那么在这个刚才所读过的这个圣经节里面讲到，尼布加尼撒他好像是一个在这里掌管一切主权的王。
But who is your sovereign?
但是呢，谁在你之上呢？
Who is Lord in and of and over your life?
那么谁是那一位在你的生命中掌管一切在你之上的呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is the question we all need to answer.
那么这个问题呢，我们每一个人都需要回答。
Who is the Lord of my life?
那么谁是我们生命中的王呢？
Now we see this in Daniel's interpretation and the prophetic word that follows.
那么下面呢，我们就看看但以理他是怎么样在这些来讲解这个梦的。
Let's follow along as our sister reads now verses 23 to 27.
那我现在呢就从23节开始到27节。王既看见一位守望的圣者从天而降，说将这树砍伐毁坏，树就却要留在地内，用铁箍和铁圈和铜犬。孤住在田野的青草中，让天露滴湿，使他与地上的兽一同吃草，直到经过七期。王啊，讲解就是这样。临到我主我王的事是出于至高者的命，你必被赶出，离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，被天露滴湿，切要经过七期。等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁，守望者既吩咐存留数究，等你知道诸天掌权， 你以后你的国必定归你。王啊，求你悦纳我的谏言，以实行公义，断绝罪过，以怜悯穷人，除掉罪孽，或者你的平安可以延长。
Thank you. Daniel urges Nebuchadnezzar in this prophetic word to recognize God's supreme authority over the affairs of all people.
那么先知但以理在这里呢，他在急切地恳求这个尼布加尼撒王是永生的神，他在掌管这个整个的宇宙。
And he calls upon him to submit to God's sovereign rule and authority.
他在呼吁这个尼布加尼撒王来顺服在神的主权的权柄之下。
He says in verse 26 that God in his grace will sustain your sovereignty.
那么在第二十六节他说神来来掌管你的国，治理你的国。
Over the realm of Babylon, but only after you recognize that heaven rules.
那么在你这个伟大的巴比伦国里，直到你认识到，那么神他这个掌管天的这个神，他在掌管你的国。
And this is something that's going to require personal repentance.
那么这里呢，我们需要看到的就是说，需要一个人他自己在神的面前的一个悔改。
If I come to a place in my life when I realize that I am not ultimately in control,
那么当我在生命中到一个时刻，我意识到我不再掌管我的一切。
But God is in control.
是永生的神在掌管一切。
Then I will need to submit and live by His standards.
那么我呢，需要顺服在神的权柄之下，我需要在神的主权之下来过我的生活。
And therefore, Daniel calls upon Nebuchadnezzar in verse 27 to repent.
那么，所以呢，但以理呢，在二十七节这里呢，他在呼召这个尼布加尼撒王悔改
，and to break away from his sins.
让他呢断绝他一切的恶行。
We've talked about this before, but repentance is a change of mind followed by a change of action.
那么我们以前讲过。悔改呢，就是一个你思想意识上的一个改变，然后带来你行为上的转变。
And so Daniel is saying to Nebuchadnezzar, turn from your proud ways and turn to the living God and submit to Him.
那么但以理在这里告诉尼布加尼撒王，那么你从你的个人你这些恶中回转，然后转向永生又真又活的神。
Brothers and sisters, repentance always precedes a genuine work of God in our lives.
那么弟兄姐妹们，悔改总是我们真正信主的，在真正信主之前。
But as we read on, we discover that repentance is not always easy.
但是我们在学习的过程中，我们知道呢，悔改并不是那么简单的容易的。
And that's why often before we repent, there's a time of brokenness.
所以呢，一般在我们真实的悔改之前呢，都会有一些我们生命中的一些破碎。
Let's read how this happened to Nebuchadnezzar in verses 28 to 33.
那么从二十八到三十三节这里呢，我们就看到尼布加尼撒是怎样被破碎悔改的。这事都临到尼布加尼撒王，过了十二个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。他说，这大巴比伦王国不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？这话在王口中尚未说完，有声音从天降下说，尼布加尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。你必被赶出，离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过七七，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。当时 当时这话就应验在尼布加尼撒的身上，他被赶出，离开世人，吃草如牛，身被天露滴湿，头发长长，好像鹰毛；指甲长长，如同鸟爪。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to see that this is an act of God's grace.
弟兄姐妹们，我想向让你们知道，这个他所遇到的这一切，其实是神在他身上所做的。
And God, in His grace, will sometimes do this with us.
那么神呢，在他的不可测透的恩典中呢，他常常在我们的生命中做这样的破碎工作。
At times, we need to be broken before we're prepared to turn and surrender our lives to the living God.
那么这是一段时间呢，我们需要被神来破碎，所以我们能够悔改转向神。
And so God will allow us to continue in our ways stubbornly.
神呢，有的时候他好像是在允许我们在我们那种顽梗不化的这种不悔改的道上。
Until everything falls apart and we're broken.
直到有一天，好像一切的事情都在与我们作对，然后我们自己呢彻底的被破碎。
And so here we find this great ruler.
那么这里呢，我们看到这样的一个有能力的王。
The leading figure of the day.
那么是现代的这个世界上来说，他是一个非常有能力有大能的一个领导者。
And he's crawling around in the dew of the grass like an animal.
那么他呢，却被神破碎到他在野地里，那么爬行，然后露水落在他的身上。
Some of you have experienced this kind of brokenness in your own lives.
也许在你们中间也有经历过神这样的破碎你。
I know I have.
我知道神在我身上做过这样的工作。
I can remember as a young man, I don't know, about 17 or 18 years of age.
我记得当我还是一个年轻人，大概在17到18岁的时候。
When God was trying to speak to me and I wasn't listening.
那么神当时在教导我，可是呢，我不愿意听。
One of my nicknames in high school was Driver.
那么我在这个高中的时候呢，我有一个就是绰号就叫 driver。
Not because I was a great golfer.
并不是因为我打高尔夫打得很好。
But because I like to drive.
确实就是因为我很喜欢呢开车。
And I like to drive fast.
而且我很喜欢开快车。
And I was a little bit out of control.
我呢，那个时候真的是好像没有什么能够掌控我。
But that car really just became a picture of my life, which was also running out of control.
那么那个车呢，也就像我一样，好像就是在我的生活中好像就没有什么能够控制住我。
And in 1 year, I had a series of 3 automobile accidents.
那么在一年之中呢，我就有三个接连不断的这种车祸。
And each one got progressively worse.
每一个呢都越比上一个呢更严重。
And after the third one, it was as though God was saying to me, "Can you hear me now?"
当第三个车祸发生的时候，好像神就是在跟我说，你现在能够感受到我叫你要说的了吗
？Because you might not walk away from the next one.
好像神在说，就是你下一次的车祸，你可能真的就不能再这样的行走了。
And I was broken.
那么当时呢，我自己呢，非常的感觉到沮丧和破碎。
And like Nebuchadnezzar, I was finally ready to turn to God and to submit my life to Him.
就像尼布加尼撒王一样，我到了我的时间，我愿意悔改转向神。然后离开我的恶行。
I can't remember if I've ever shared this with you before.
我不记得我曾经跟你们分享过这些没有。
But it was during this time that I was alone in my room one night.
就是有一天晚上呢，我一个人在我自己的房间里。
And I had this picture that came into my mind.
我呢，好像在我的脑子里面有一个画面。
And it was as though I was driving the car.
好像是我在开我那辆车。
And in the distance on the side of the road, I saw someone who was hitchhiking.
那么在路的边上呢，我看到有的人想搭车。
And I slowed down the car and I rolled down the window.
那么我把我的速度减下来，然后我把窗户放下来。
And I discovered it was Jesus.
但我看到的是耶稣。
And I thought, Jesus, cool.
我在想啊，是耶稣，很好啊。
Hop in the back seat.
那么就上车坐到后面吧。
not too bad, you know, have Jesus there as a little insurance policy in case something goes wrong.
那么其实耶稣坐在后面好像就像是你有了一个很好最好的这个车保险。
But Jesus said to me, no, Scott, I'm not getting in the back seat.
那么当时主耶稣说我不要坐在你的后座了。
And then I said, well, that was a little bit rude. How about if you sit up here next to me?
那么我就在说好像这样不太尊重耶稣。那么好吧，你现在可以坐在我旁边的那个座位上。
Maybe we can talk a little and you can help me if I get lost.
我们可以在一起有一些交谈。如果我真的是不知道该怎么做的时候，我可以问问你。
But Jesus said, no, Scott, I'm not getting in the passenger seat.
那么耶稣也说我不要坐在你的乘客的那个位置上。
And I, in my frustration, said, well, what do you want?
那么我在极度的这种无奈的情况下，我就问，那么你到底想要什么呢？
And Jesus looked at me and says, I want to get in the car, but you need to move over. I'm getting in the driver's seat.
那么耶稣说我需要进到这个车里，而且我要坐在这个开车的这个驾驶的这个位置上，你需要挪到旁边的那个位置上。
And I said, Jesus, I'm ready because I've been driving my own life and I'm making a wreck of it.
我当时告诉主耶稣说我已经准备好了我自己一直在驾驶我自己的生活，可是我现在我的生活乱七八糟，我现在愿意让给你。
And so I'm willing now to relinquish control and to let you come and take over my life.
我现在愿意让主耶稣来掌管我的生命，来掌管一切。
You see, dear friends, repentance is not usually easy.
那么弟兄姐妹们，真的悔改并不是那样简单易行的。
It's hard to relinquish control.
对我们人来讲是非常的不愿意去把这个主权交给别人的。
And that's why, like with King Nebuchadnezzar, we often first need to be broken.
那么就像尼布加尼撒王这样，那么他刚开始的时候就需要被神来破碎。
But look what happens now in verses 34 and 35. Let's read those.
我在读34到35节。日子满足，我尼布加尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代，世上所有的居民都算为虚无。在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的旨意行事，无人能拦阻他的手，或问他说：“你在做什么呢？”
Nebuchadnezzar says, "I finally raised my eyes towards heaven."
那么尼布加尼撒王说：“最后呢，我终于呢，把我的眼睛往天上看。”
In other words, I finally surrendered to the living God.
那么最终呢，我真的是降服在这个又真又活的神面前。
Do you remember Daniel chapter 3?
那么你还记得在但以理书第三章所讲的吗？
Nebuchadnezzar erected that image of gold in the plain of Dura.
那么尼布加尼撒王在这个在他巴比伦的这个大地上立了一个金偶像。
And when he did so, he was effectively declaring that his kingdom would be an everlasting kingdom.
那么当他立这个偶像的时候，他也宣称是他的国是永远长存。
That his kingdom would endure forever.
那么他的国位永远长存。
And God had to show him how wrong he was.
那么神呢，在这里呢，就要教训他，他是怎样的是无知。
That only God's kingdom and rule are everlasting.
那么只有神的国才会永远长存。
And we praise and honor God by surrendering to His lordship.
当我们顺服在神的主权之下的时候，我们是在赞美感谢这位神。
By submitting to His reign and His will and His hand in our lives.
当我们顺命在他的旨意和他的 权柄之下的时候，我们才是真正的在顺服这位永生的神。
And brothers and sisters, this is still our response to the gospel today.
那么这个呢，到现在到今天也还是我们对这个福音的唯一的一个回应。
It's one of repentance and surrender.
就是悔改和降服在神的主权之下。
By turning from those things that we have been trusting in.
那么从我们以前我们不信的时候的那些事上我们回转。
And surrendering our lives to the living God.
然后把我们的生命的主权交给这位永活的神。
By placing our faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
把我们的信心和我们的依靠都归向这位永生的神。
And when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候
There's some great things that we get to experience.
那么我们就会在我们的生命中经历非常美好的事情。
Let's read verses 36 and 37, and we see here the end of the story. We see what happens with Nebuchadnezzar.
那么36到37节这里呢，就看到当尼布加尼撒愿意降服在神的主权之下的时候，那么这些美好的事情发生在他的生命中。那时我的聪明复归于我，为我国的荣耀威严的光耀也都复归于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又得坚立在国位上，至大的权柄加增于我。现在我尼布加尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的全都公平。那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。
Nebuchadnezzar now experiences God's forgiveness and grace.
那么尼布加尼撒王在这里，他感受到了神对他的饶恕和神在他身上的恩典。
He regained his sanity.
那么他现在呢，他的意志，他的理智呢，又复归于他。
His honor, his splendor is restored to him.
那么他过去的做王的那些尊荣呢，都复归给他。
His sovereignty is reestablished. His nobles begin seeking him out.
那么他当时做王的那些权柄又归给他，那些他国中的大臣和谋士呢，都开始又来朝拜他。
And then we read at the end of verse 36, and surpassing greatness was added to me.
然后至大的权柄恩典又加增给他。
This is God's grace.
这就是神的恩典。
The result of Nebuchadnezzar surrendering his life and leadership to the living God.
那么尼布加尼撒王他把自己降服在神的主权之下，那么这就是神给他的恩典。
Was a level of leadership he could have never achieved on his own.
那么这样的这些尊荣呢，是他以前不顺服神的时候永远得不到的。
Brothers and sisters, when we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ,
那么弟兄姐妹们，当我们把我们的生命降服在神的主权之下的时候
，He doesn't take away, He adds.
他并不是说把我们的所有都拿掉，而是他更加上更大的、更多的恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
And our lives become greater. Our lives become more meaningful than previously.
那么我们的生命呢，就会变得更加的美好，更加的充满了意义。
Too often we're unwilling to repent and to surrender because we think, "Oh, God's going to take away."
我们但是我们人呢，时常呢，就是不愿意去降服。我们总是害怕，当我降服的时候，神是不是把所有的一切都拿走了呢
？When in reality, He adds.
但是事实上，神呢，确实是把他的恩典恩上加恩。
And I can stand before you today and say I never regretted that prayer that I cried in my bedroom alone one night.
我站在这里呢，我可以向你们诚实的见证，那么有一天晚上，我跪在地下向神祷告。
When I said, "Lord Jesus, come and take over my life."
那么我告诉耶稣基督说，主啊，你来吧，把我的生命带走。
It's been an exciting journey.
那么从那时开始呢，我的生命呢，就是一个非充满了有充满了意义、激动人心的生命。
He hasn't always taken the roads I would have taken.
那当然了，他不会说去啊，让我按照我以前想象的那样去生活。
But I've never regretted that.
但是我从来没有为耶稣基督在我生命中所做的后悔过。
And he's added more than I could ever have imagined or thought.
他恩上加恩，已经超过我自己所要想的，所要要的。
And then we read in verse 37, Nebuchadnezzar saying, Now I praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven.
经过这一切的尼布加尼撒王，他现在就知道赞美、尊崇、恭敬天上的王。
He's no longer on the throne of his life.
他自己已经不再掌过他自己的生命。
He surrendered his life to God.
他降服在神的主权之下。
And God is now central and reigns supreme in and over his life.
那么神现在是掌管他的所有，在他所有的生命中的王。
Brothers and sisters, the same will be true for us.
那么弟兄姐妹们，这一切也应该对我们也应该是这样。
When we repent and surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们悔改，我们降服在神的主权之下的时候。
He will bless us with his forgiveness and his grace.
他会祝福我们，用他自己的无比的这种饶恕赦免来救赎我们。
And our lives will be transformed.
我们的生命会被他完全的改变。
And we'll begin to praise and honor the Lord Jesus with our lives.
然后我们才能够从心里发出对神的赞美尊崇。
I want to close this afternoon by just comparing two verses here in Daniel chapter 4.
那么今天我最后的我要拿两处的圣经节在第四章里面来做一个比较。
Daniel 4 verse 4.
在第四章第四节的时候。
Nebuchadnezzar says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at ease in my house and flourishing in my palace.
在第四节里说，我尼布加尼撒王，我安居在宫中，平顺在殿内。
But we read these words, I, Nebuchadnezzar, in another verse.
那么在这里呢，同样的说，我尼布加尼撒王，在另外一个圣经节里。
In verse 37.
在第三十七节。
Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, and honor the King of Heaven.
三十七节说，现在我尼布加尼撒王赞美、尊崇、恭敬天上的王。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's no longer on the throne.
他自己已经不在他的生命的宝座上。
God is.
是神在那个宝座上。
And so let me ask you.
那么让我来问你一个问题。
Who's on the throne of your life?
那么是谁在你生命的宝座上呢？
Who is your Lord?
谁是你的主呢？
Amen.
Amen.